Okay, Courtney. You're only about to Skype with the most dangerous man on earth. Just relax. You can do this. You wanted to do this for a very long time. Be cool. Just tell him what you want. Don't screw it up. Calm down. Deep breaths. All right, let's do it. Hello! Hi! Sorry, I guess I was just expecting you to be wearing a shirt. Jeez, how do you find the time to work out? You are so ripped. Those pecs, your shoulders. Okay, getting off topic here. So hi, I'm Courtney. Nice to finally meet you face to face after all the emails and stuff. Like I told you, I'm a big, big fan. Oof, I just love everything that you do. Maybe I should take mine off too? Wow, Derek. Guess I should have seen that coming. Especially from a guy like you. Maybe you should come rip it off of me. Yeah, Derek. I dare you. Now, are you recording this? Good. As we discussed earlier, I want to make you feel comfortable here. If you think there's any funny business going on, you can put this conversation out into the world and destroy my career, my reputation, everything, really. Well, yeah, I'm a respected investigative journalist and the wife of the guy who's trying to catch you. If people found out about this, God, my whole life would be fucked. My husband, yeah, of course he would lose his shit. Carl's been the lead detective on your case for years. He hates you. Not just for all the terrible things you've done either. I think deep down inside, he knows you're the better man. That he'll never get cuffs on you. And you're just gonna keep killing and raping and destroying everything in your path. And there's not a goddamn thing he can do about it. Plus, he knows that I'm just a teeny tiny bit obsessed with you. Yeah, just a tiny bit. I've always had a fascination with violence and a certain type of man. Even back when I was young, I would get all tingly when seeing someone bully a kid at school or a fight break out. That feeling just grew stronger and stronger as I grew up. Violent movies, images, thoughts, fantasies. When I got to college, I minored in psychology, and I found this part in a book about something called hebristophilia. That's when I knew. That was me. And I get the idea behind it. It's primal. We even see it now in other animals. The bigger, stronger, more aggressive males. The more dominant and vicious they are means the more masculine they are, the more virile they are. Meaning the more females want to mate with him, knowing that they'll have strong offspring and be protected. So I, too, associate violence with manliness. And there is no one more violent than you. What? Okay, I'm not that nerdy. But yeah, it's that. Plus, I guess I'm just a little fucked up. I try to fight it. Just be normal. But then, a few years later, I learned about you, Derek. The things that you've done. Oh God, the murders, the rapes, the mass shootings, bombings, fuck. And when I saw your picture for the first time, the floodgates opened and there was no holding back. I was all in, embracing the darkness. I had to find you. Do you know why I married Carl? Only to get closer to you. Yes, seriously. I actually cannot stand him on a personal level. And the fact that he's trying to stop you just makes me hate him even more. But I figured it would be worth it to have inside access to leads and information that I wouldn't get through my sources. Plus, if he ever got close to catching you, I thought I could get in his head and throw him off your scent. There's no way I would let him get you. You would be shocked by how many hours I've spent coming, looking at his evidence. Pictures of your crime scenes, the massacred bodies strewn across the floor, seeing the families grieve, the little glimpses into your whirlwind of chaos. That time when you shot up the bank, didn't even take any money. You just wanted their lives. And that's what turns me on so much. You hold the power of life and death in your hands, and you don't just hold the power, you wield the power. You exercise that power. Homicides, sexual assaults, missing persons, all types of violent crime skyrocket everywhere you go. So many lives lost, so many victims. It's just so fucking hot. I know a couple of people I'd love to see become your victims. One of them is me. God, I want to be your rape victim so, so bad, Derek. Oh, you know I do. Speaking of which, I interviewed many of your rape victims, you know. Yeah, over 3 dozen. How many girls have you raped anyways? Hundreds? Thousands? Really? Oh, fuck, that is so hot. Everyone that I talked to said the same thing. It was the most violent, painful, scary, and degrading experience of their lives. And you know what else? Every single one of them also said that they have never come so hard or so many times in their whole lives. They tell me how their bodies betrayed them as you beat and rape them while you force them to beg for more, to beg you to rape them. My favorite story was when you made that one chick FaceTime her husband while you violated her. How you made her tell him how much bigger and better you are. That she was coming on your huge cock as tears flowed down her cheeks. And the worst part was, it was all true, she said. Although, it took a little finesse to pull it out of some of them. They all secretly fantasize about you raping them again. They all regularly relive the violence and pain and pleasure and masturbate as hard as they can. And they all hope that you will savagely rape the fucking shit out of them again. A lot of them post on the rape-related subs on Reddit. Yeah, for real. Know what else? All of them, even the self-professed size queens, said that you have the biggest, hardest cock that they've ever seen, far and away. One of them described it as a mighty pillar of pure violence. I had to take a break and go to the bathroom after that, if you know what I mean. That said, can I see? Holy shit! What? No way. No fucking way. Oh my God. Derek, your cock is fucking huge. What monster. Pain and suffering? Oh, come on. You cannot say that. That is not fair. God, are you trying to make me fall in love with you? God, that dick, that giant fucking dick. Are you kidding me? Oh, fuck yeah, Derek. It is bigger. It is way, way, way bigger than my husband's. You make him look like a little boy, an effeminate little bitch. It's not just the biggest, it's the toughest, meanest, manliest cock that I could ever imagine. Wow. Fuck. No wonder so many of those girls ended up in the hospital. God, look at that thing! That heavy weaponry! That weapon of mass destruction! That murder weapon of a cock! As much as those women's rape stories turn me on, God, I cannot tell you how many times I have come to them. And they also made me angry and jealous. Because why not me? Why wasn't it me getting beaten and raped by you? Why isn't it me? I am the one who wants you to make her bleed all over your huge cock. I am the one who wants to feel the thud of your fists against my flesh. I am the one who wants to scream in pain. I am the one who wants you to put me in the ICU. Fuck, Derek! I am the depraved, fucked up whore who would do anything to get raped by you. And I know you want to. I can see it in your eyes, the way that you've been looking at me this entire time. You want to hurt me. You want it even more knowing who my husband is. That just makes it even hotter to me. Look at you. You want to punch me, don't you? Punch me then! Come on, Derek. Punch me right in the fucking face! Yeah, get angry. Get violent. Beat me up, Derek. I want to be your punching bag. Break my fucking ribs. Throw me on all fours and just punch me over and over while you rape me from behind. God, I need it so bad, Derek. Louder, like I mean it. Punch me in the face, Derek. Punch me in the stomach. Punch me everywhere. Turn me into your punching bag. That's all I am, a fucking punching bag with three holes to rape, to mush, stab my holes with your anger and hatred. I fucking need you to beat me black and blue and rape me into a puddle of blood and pain. Oh, you still don't believe me, Derek? You don't think I want you to beat me up and brutally tear my holes apart? Okay, look. Can you see that? Please, Derek, beat me. Rape me. I literally have it written on me. Right on my chest. That's why I buttoned it up all the way. I wanted to surprise you. Here, let me get everything off. I cannot help it anymore. God, I'm so fucking wet. So fucking wet. Oh. Yeah, I'll touch myself for you, Derek. I'll fuck myself so hard for you on camera. This is what you do to me. I get so fucking dark, so fucking filthy. I will show you how bad I need you to come and make my sickest, most fucked up fantasies come true. Yes, Derek. Yes, anything. I swear I will, like I said. Anything. I'll fucking pay you. Hell, I will pay you to rape me with my husband's money. Yeah, fuck Carl. That weak, pathetic man, I don't give a shit about him. He's supposed to be stopping you from killing and raping everything in sight. But instead, he'll be giving you money to rape his wife to shreds. Oh my God, that is so messed up. You don't want his money? I know what you really want. It's the same thing I've been dreaming of for years. Yeah, I do. I want to hear you say it. Tell me, Derek. You want my husband's life. Tell me you're gonna kill my husband. Say you're gonna murder Carl. Tell me, please, just say it. Yes! Oh, God, yes. Oh, I'll beg you, Derek. Please kill him. Please murder my husband. Carl needs to die. I want to see him dead because of you. I need it. Please, please, please take my husband's life. Oh, yes, I can see it. Oh, I can see you killing him so vividly. Oh, I've dreamt about it a million times. Yes! Oh, I constantly fantasize about it. Constantly. It's like I'm right here watching it happen, living it. Oh my God, it's so fucked up, but I need it, Derek. I fucking need it so bad. Yeah, I'll tell you. Okay, we're waiting in my house and he comes home from work and you just attack. Yes, punch him, Derek. Take his gun. Yes, just keep punching him. Yes, 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 yes. Punch my husband in the fucking face. Don't stop. Hard as you can, Derek. Just keep hurting him. Oh, God. He's begging me to help him. Oh, fuck you, Carl. Fuck you. Fuck our marriage. I hate you, you fucking bitch. I am coming so fucking hard watching you get beaten to death by a real man. Yeah, Derek. Oh, show him who's the alpha. Oh my God. He's so much bigger than you and so much better, Derek. It's so much better. Oh, how does it feel, Carl? Huh, you pussy? Your wife, your soulmate is squirting all over the place. Oh, he breaks every bone in your body. Yes! Oh, snap every ligament. Derek, yes. My husband's in so much pain. Oh, God, yes. Oh, don't stop hurting him. I hate you, Carl. I fucking hate you. Stop crying. Yeah. Kick him while he's down, Derek. Oh, God, this is so fucking hot. Yes. Crush his fucking chest. Oh, Derek, yes, yes, yes. Smash her wedding pictures right into Carl's face. Cave his fucking face in. Oh, yeah. Punch him some more. Keep punching my husband. Oh, he's bleeding so much. It's splashing all over you. Oh, I'm coming. I'm coming. Can you see it, Derek? Look at him! All that blood, all that pain! Yeah, that's right, Carl. I set this whole thing up, you worthless piece of shit. You can't even talk, huh? You can't even move. Good. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the betrayal washing over him. Fuck you, Carl. You thought you could stop him? Mm-mm. Derek's gonna kill you. He's gonna fucking murder you. And there's nothing you can do about it, you little bitch. But first... wait. Hold on. Not yet. Not yet, Derek. Don't finish him yet. It's my turn. Take me right in front of him. Please. Beat me and rape me in front of my husband. I want the last thing he sees to be the love of his life bleeding and squirting all over his murderer's giant cock. Force him to watch his wife love getting raped by the man who killed him. Make him die knowing that she loved it more than she ever loved him. Yeah. That's right, Carl. Your last moments on Earth, you're gonna watch Derek punch me and ragdoll me and hurt me and rape every fucking hole as violently as he can. And I am gonna come harder than I ever have in my entire life. Come! Come on, Dirk. Rape this bitch.
So big, and it really is so fucking big. You're gonna send me to the ICU. You are. Just put me in the hospital with that thing. Punch me. Punch my tits. Harder. Come on, do it for real. You sent some of them to the hospital. Send me to the hospital too. Make me bleed. Make me black and blue. Just be hard. Be rough. I want it as rough as possible.
Already. Everything hurts so much. I think you broke my hand when you stomped on my wedding ring. Oh, I love it. I fucking love it. Oh, Derek, the way you came in the pool of blood in my mouth. That was hot. Let me clean the gore off of that massive dick. Yeah, take his gun, Derek. I got extra ammo. It hurts, doesn't it, Carl? I'm supposed to be your faithful, loving wife, the one that you call your soulmate. And I did this to you with the sadistic, serial, raping killer that you were supposed to put on death row. We did this to you. So many more people are gonna die. So many more. All because you failed. Any last words, you fucking loser? Oh, that's right. Derek broke your jaw. Hopefully I'll see you in hell. Come on, Derek. Empty the whole fucking clip right in his fucking face. Then reload and empty it again. Close fucking casket for this piece of shit. Yes. Kill him, Derek. Kill my husband. Blow his fucking head off. Die, Carl. Fucking die. God fucking damn it. I am gonna have a murdergasm watching you take my husband's life. No, I'm not done yet, Derek. There's more. His funeral. Bomb it. Blow the whole thing up. Kill everyone there. Carl's family, his friends, all those fucking cops. Slaughter them all. Mass murder. Yes. And then rape the fucking shit out of me right on top of my husband's goddamn grave. Oh my god, that is so fucking hot. Ooh, force that massive cock up my asshole and just rape me till I squirt all over Carl's tombstone. Fuck, yes. Oh, with all your murder victims surrounding us, all those bodies, so much death, so much destruction. Oh, holy fuck, Derek, I'm gonna come again. Do you believe me now? He'll be home around 7. See you then.